Way back in the deep green hollow, there was a man and his boy who lived in a little bitty shack that had a spindly stovepipe on it. On the outside of the shed, there was a green and brown moss that would hang off of there, and on the inside, there was a dirt floor and a cot for the daddy and a cot for the boy. The man's name was Melvin, and his boy's name was Paminondas. Melvin had been in the Civil War, and his boy Paminondas was the laziest boy that you have ever seen. Paminondas had little bitty spindly arms like a spider, but he had a pot belly, which made him look a little bit peculiar. He had freckles as far as the eye could see, and he never wore shoes or combed his hair except to go to church. That meant he wore shoes and combed his hair about every Easter. When he walked, he would shake his right leg sideways, and it looked like he was going to break out in a tap dance at any minute. He would walk in that peculiar way, and every so often he would click his tongue so loud it sounded like a firecracker going off. One day, down in the deep woods, it was a real hot day, and the frogs and cicadas were singing a long song. Nobody could remember the words to that song, so everybody would just hum along and pretend that they had known it all along. Paminondas' daddy rolled off of his cot and came over and poked Paminondas with a stick.
Son, I need you to go to town and get me some bread.
Well, sir, I'll do it. I'll do it the first chance I get.
Well, son, what are you doing right now?
Nothing.
Well, all right then. When you take a notion to, why don't you go get me some bread?
Daddy? Peel me off 25. I gotta get me down to the daggone bread store.
Paminondas took off down the hollow with his 25 cents, shaking his leg like he liked to do. Those little bitty spindly arms waving around like a spider and clicking his tongue like all get out. Pretty soon he came up on a fork in the road, where one road went back around the mountain and the other one went down into the company. Stopped there for a minute, on account of he heard a sound coming out from the weeds and on the side of the road that sounded like a low growling.
Hey there, dog. Come out of them weeds.
The weeds shook around a little bit, but a dog never did come out. Instead, a little bitty man came out of there who was about 1.5 feet tall, and he had on a hat made out of a fox's hide.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Well, sir, all right so far.
The man looked around for a minute, and then scratched behind his ear in a peculiar way, and exhaled.
Well, sir, I need to get me a holt of about 25 cents.
What for?
On account of I have to get my baby some mice to eat.
Well, sir, did you say you gotta get your baby some mice to eat?
Why, no. I said pork and beans.
Well, how's about first things first, buddy? What is your name?
The little bitty man said something that sounded like a low growl, followed by a yelp.
Well, sir, now that is one peculiar name. You got a nickname?
Why, sure. My friends call me Jane.
Pamanatus went ahead and gave him his 25 cents, thinking about how James and his babies needed some pork and beans, and that his daddy would understand.
Thanks, buddy. I sure appreciate it.
Good old James took off back in the weeds, and old Pamanatus started shaking his leg and clicking his tongue, and he took off, getting it back up to the holler. It took Pamanatus about all day to get back to his shack, and his daddy was sitting there waiting for him when he showed up.
Buddy, well, I can't hardly wait to get my lips around that bread. Let's have it, son.
Well, sir, I kind of hate to break it to you, but I had to give a tiny man in a fur hat by the name of James my bread money on account of he had some babies that needed to get some pork and beans.
Son, what part of take this 25 cents and go get me some daggone bread are you confused about?
Well, Daddy, if you peel me off another 25, I'll take off right now and go get you another load of it.
Son, here's a dime. Would you go get me a dime's worth of bread for crying out loud? Because I'd sure appreciate it.
All right, then.
Pamanatus got a hold of that dime, and he took off down the holler again. He was shaking his leg and clicking his tongue like you wouldn't believe. When about a week later, he came up on the same fork in the road, one road going back around the mountain, and the other one going down to the company where they had a bread store. He heard a weird yelping sound down in the weeds, and he thought to himself, "Oh, man, I hope that ain't James needing to get a hold of another 25 cents. Sure enough, there was old James, just as peculiar looking as he was the last time. James popped up out of the weeds.
Hey there, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, James. How's them pork and beans?
Hey, Bubby. Let me show you something. Scrunch down here a minute. I didn't get any pork and beans with that 25 cent, but I'll tell you what I did get was some stocks that were selling for a nickel apiece. Now, you might want to take a look at this because them nickel apiece stocks turned around and sold for $100 apiece. Now, buddy, I want to show you how much I appreciate you getting me that 25 cent to get these markers. I'll give you four of them.
Pamanatus looked down at what James was holding. He had five golden markers that said $100 apiece wrote on them.
Daggone my hide. I appreciate it, buddy, but I hate for you to get the short end of the stick.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sell them to you for 10 cents.
Pamanatus thought about it for a minute and handed over his dime.
Well, I'll see you later then.
Old James took off back into the weeds. Pamanatus looked down at his four golden $100 apiece markers, looked back up towards the holler, and he took off back up there again. About a month and a half later, he wound up back at the shack. Sure enough, there was his daddy sitting there waiting for him.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Well, son, I'm slobbering like a weasel in a hen house trying to get my lips wrapped around some of that daggone bread. Now hand me over them slices.
Pamanatus stuck his hand down in his pockets and pulled out the markers and handed them to his daddy.
Now, let me tell you something, Daddy. It might look like I took off down the holler with your 25 cents and your dime to get some bread and then came back without any bread time and again.
Well, it's warming down to a frazzle and it's starting to wear the frazzle out.
Well, Daddy, this little bitty man wearing a fox hat sold me four of these $100 piece markers for only 10 cents. Now, you can't beat that with a stick.
His daddy sighed and looked down at the markers, except instead of markers, he had a hold of four yellow maple leaves.
Shoo, son, this is about the worst looking bread I've ever seen in my life.
Son, it looks a whole lot like you got took. Now, let me tell you something. Melvin and his boy sat down on the stoop. Paminatus had his head hung down, and he wouldn't even click his tongue except every now and again. Son, did that little bitty man make any funny sounds? Like he was growling like a dog and scratching at fleas?
He sure did, Daddy. How did you know?
Well, son, I believe you got a hold of by what you call a werefox. They come up to these hollers from Asia a long, long time ago, before there was a shack or a town or anything. I believe that clan come from the Iwate Prefecture.
Is that anywhere near Scottsville, Daddy?
Why, no. Paminatus thought about that for a little while, about how James pulled one over on him, and him coming out of Iwate Prefecture and all that mess, and he started getting a little bit aggravated about all of it. Pretty soon, he decided he was going to get to town and get his daddy his slice or two of that bread if it hair-lipped the governor.
Daddy, peel me off another nickel. I'm a-going to town again.
He took down off the holler, right leg a-shaking and tongue a-clicking like a granny that got a hold of a mouthful of gum drops. It took Paminatus about 3 years to get down out of the holler and to get to the fork in the road. There was a dusty neon sign somebody had put up that said, "That road will get you back around the mountain. This here road used to get you to the company, but it don't no more." Paminatus thought that was a little bit peculiar and sat down to catch his thoughts. Up above, the right arm of the Milky Way was shining in the sky, and a family of bats took off up in it. Thank you. Pretty soon, there was a rustling in the weeds. Pamanatus looked over there, and sure enough, there sat old James, looking just as pious as all get out. James pulled up out of the weeds and came sauntering over to Pamanatus, who looked just as hangdog as a hobo.
Hey there, buddy. How's it going?
I'm still living.
Buddy, what's got you all head up?
Well, sir, I need to get to town to get my daddy a slice or two of bread. It says here on this sign that the town and the bread store ain't there no more. You tricked me out of my bread money, and then I got told that you and your little bitty people come out of Awadi Prefecture a long time ago, way before there was this country and all that mess.
Yep. Well, that is one or two things to gnaw on, all right. Well, sir, now get braced. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do for you, old buddy. I happen to have one or two slices of bread on me that I'll give to you for no cost to you or yours. Now, how you like them apples?
Man, I tell you one thing, I sure would appreciate it.
James handed over the slices. Pamanatus looked at the crusty slices for a long time and didn't say anything. They were still warm from the oven. Finally, right when dawn broke, a mockingbird hollered three or four times.
Well, sir, now let me tell you, I am just about the laziest boy you've ever seen in your life, and I don't care to tote these slices all the way up to the holler.
Buddy, I believe I have just a thing for you. I traded my $100 piece golden marker for five or six of these things called Ziploc bags. Now, you can stick them slices in the bag and tie this string to the bag. Tie the other end to your belt and get your daddy these slices up the holler free as a bird. Now, how you like me now, buddy?
Pamanatus thought he could tote the slices up the holler to his daddy and ought to be able to shake his leg like he liked to do all at the same time. He grinned.
All right then, James. Lay them Ziploc bags on me, buddy, because I got to get a move on.
Well, sir, that'll be exactly one nickel.
Pamanatus handed over his nickel. Now, buddy, let me tell you one thing. Old Pamanatus was just getting it up to the holler, clicking his tongue, shaking his leg like nobody's business, dragging them slices of bread behind him, all the while stomping up the road like a preacher that had a bone to pick with somebody. On the side of the path up to the holler, a yellow orb riding spider had wrote, "Way to go, Pamanatus!" in her silk dewdrop web. She waved her spindly arms to the loud, rhythmic beat of the earth. As Pamanatus took off up the road, about 40 or 50 of them 1.5 foot tall little bitty men popped up out of the weeds and began to growl. They sniffed out the breadcrumbs Pamanatus left, dragging his crusty slices behind him in the dust. Around 100 or 200 years later, Pamanatus finally made it back up to the shack. Sure enough, there was his daddy sitting there waiting for him.
All right then, son, let's get some of them good old slices, because I can't even make a shadow.
Pamanatus looked around, grandiose, triumphant. He started to hand over the slices, but there was nothing left of the slices on the end of the string but an empty Ziploc bag that had been dragged all get out.
Well, sir, I know this might look a little bit peculiar.
About that time, 100 or 200 little bitty werefoxes that had followed those breadcrumbs up to Pamanatus' shack came busting in the room. Without even one word, they ate up Pamanatus' daddy. And then they ate up Pamanatus.